ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ದೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸೋ ದಿ ಉಪಾಸನಾ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ವಾಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಏರ್ಲಿಯರ್. ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಆಖ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನಂ ಉಕ್ತ. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಈಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಆಸ್ ಚತುಷ್ಪಾದ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ ತ್ರಿಪಾದ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಆಸ್ ಯೂಶ್ವಲ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ಪಾದಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಕರೆಸ್ಪಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಫೋರ್ ಪಾದಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ದಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮರೂಪೇಣ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಉಪಾಸನಾ ವಾಸ್ ಡನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಗುಣಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹಿಯರ್, ಮಾಯಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. And after this upasana, in the last small section of the previous chapter, but previous section, which is very famous in the Shastras, the Hridaya Akasha was taken as this Brahman. So, Hridaya Akasha alone is Karanam Brahma. And what was the reason given then? It is that, like in Pralaya, during Sushupti also, the whole creation is resolved into our heart only, and therefore Hridayam is the sthanam, and within the Hridayam the Akasha is there, and that Akasha is taken as Maya Sahitam Brahma, and that Akasha continues, that contains, it sustains the whole world during Sushupti. And from that Maya Sahitam Brahma, Hridaya Akasha alone, the whole world comes once again. During what time? During our waking and dream state, Jagrat and Swapnavastas. So, Jagrat Swapna Kalayoho Prapanchaha Hridayat Bahir Agachati. And Sushupti Kale, at the time of Sushupti, Sayeva Prapanchaha, the same Prapancha, ಹೃದಯಸ್ಯ ಅಂತರಾಕಾಶೇ ದಹರಾಕಾಶೇ ಮಾಯಾಸಹಿತ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮರೂಪ ಆಕಾಶೇ ಲೀಯತೆ. ಇಟ್ ರಿಸಾಲ್ವ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹೃದಯಾಕಾಶಂ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೃದಯಂ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸ್ಥಾನಂ, ದಿ ಅಬೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸ್ಡ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನಂ ಕಿಂ ಹೃದಯ, ಹೃದಯೇ ಉಪಾಸನಂ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯಂ. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಉಪಾಸನಾ ಪರ್ಪಸ್, ಈವನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಯೋ ವೇದ ನಿಹಿತಂ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಪರಮೇ ವ್ಯೋಮನ್ ದಟ್ ಗುಹಾ. ತೈತ್ರಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಇನ್ ಮುಂಡಕೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಸಾತ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಮಯೇ ಪರೇ ಕೋಶೇ ವಿರಾಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿಷ್ಕಲಂ. ಸೊ ಹೃದಯಾಕಾಶಂ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಥಾನಂ. ಹೃದಯಾಕಾಶಂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಥಾನಂ ಫಾರ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನಂ ಫಾರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಅಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಹೃದಯ ಆಕಾಶ. ಸೊ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಉಪಾಸನ ಅಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಜ್ಞಾನ. ಉಪಾಸನ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ಸ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಈಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ವ್ಯಾರ್ ಹೃದಯಾಕಾಶಂ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ವಾಟ್? ದಿ ವೆರಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ವ್ಯಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೃದಯಾಕಾಶಂ ದಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇ. ಸೊ ಚಿದಂಬರಂ ಚಿದಾಕಾಶ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ. ನಾವ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 13. ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ತ್ರಯೋದಶ ಖಂಡ. ತಸ್ಯ ಹವಾ ಏತಸ್ಯ ಹೃದಯಸ್ಯ ಪಂಚದೇವಸುಷಯಃ ಸಯೋಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಂಸುಷಿಃ ಸ ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ತಚಕ್ಷುಃ ಸ ಆದಿತ್ಯಃ தேதத் தேஜஹ அன்னாத்யமித்யுபாசீத தேஜஸ்வி அன்னாதோ பவதி யஏவம் வேத. அத யோஸ்ய தக்ஷிண சுஷிஹி ச வியானஸ்தச்ரோத்ரகும் ச சந்திரமாஹ ததேதஸ்ரீஷ்ச யசஸ்சேத்யுபாசீத ஸ்ரீமான் யசஸ்வி பவதி யஏவம் வேத. அத யோஸ்ய ப்ரத்யங் சுஷிஹி சோபானஹ சா வாக் சோக்னிஹி ததேதத் பிரம்மவர்ச்சசமன்னாத்யமித்யுபாசீத பிரம்மவர்ச்சஸ்யன்னாதோ பவதி யஏவம் வேத. அத யோஸ்ய உதங் சுஷிஹி ச சமானஸ்தன்மனஹ ச பர்ஜன்யஹ ததேதத் கீர்த்திஸ்ச விஷ்டிஸ்சேத்யுபாசீத கீர்த்திமான் விஷ்டிமான் பவதி யஏவம் வேத. அத யோஸ்ய ஊர்த்வ சுஷிஹி ச உதானஸ் ச வாயுஹ ச ஆகாஷஹ ததேதோஜஸ்ச மஹஸ்சேத்யுபாசீத ஓஜஸ்வி மஹஸ்வான் பவதி யஏவம் வேத. தேவா ஏதே பஞ்சப்ரஹ்மபுருஷாஹ ஸ்வர்கஸ்ய லோகஸ்ய த்வாரபாஹ சய ஏதானேவம் பஞ்சப்ரஹ்மபுருஷான் ஸ்வர்கஸ்ய லோகஸ்ய த்வாரபான் வேத. அஸ்ய குலே வீரோ ஜாயதே பிரதிபத்யதே ஸ்வர்கம் லோகம் யஏதான் ஏவம் பஞ்சப்ரஹ்மபுருஷான் ஸ்வர்கஸ்ய லோகஸ்ய த்வாரபான் வேத. ஸோ அனதர் நைஸ் அண்ட் இமேஜினேட்டிவ் உபாசனா, லாட் ஆஃப் இமேஜினேஷன் உபாசனாஸ். இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் செக்ஷன் இட் வாஸ் பாயிண்டட் அவுட் தட் ஹிருதய ஆகாஷா இஸ் பிரம்மன், தட் இஸ் மாயா சகிதம் பிரம்மன். வெனவர் வி சே பிரம்மன் ஹியர் வி ஷுட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இட் இஸ் நாட் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மன் பட் இட் இஸ் மாயா சகிதம் சகுணம் பிரம்மன், காரணரூபம் பிரம்மன். ஸோ மாயா சகிதம் பிரம்மன் இஸ் கால்ட் பை அனதர் நேம் தட் இஸ் ஈஸ்வரஹ. ஸோ சமஷ்டி ஸ்தூல ஷரீர விசிஷ்டம் இஸ் விராட், சூக்ம ஷரீர விசிஷ்டம் இஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்பா அண்ட் காரண சரீர விசிஷ்டம் இஸ் ஈஸ்வரஹ. திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் டெஃபினிஷன்ஸ் வி ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி சீன் திஸ் மெனி டைம்ஸ், ஐ எம் ஜஸ்ட் ஓன்லி ஸ்டேட்டிங். ஸோ டியூரிங் சுஷுப்தி ஹிருதய ஆகாஷே கஹா வர்த்ததே, வாட் இஸ் தர் இந்த ஹிருதய ஆகாஷா டியூரிங் சுஷுப்தி, ஹூ இஸ் இன் ஹிருதய ஆகாஷா, ஈஸ்வரஹ வர்த்ததே. அண்ட் கதம் வர்த்ததே, ஹவ் டிசால்விங் ரிசால்விங் ஆல் பிரபஞ்சா இன் டு ஹிம்செல்ஃப் and again produces the whole creation. Therefore, Hridaya Akasha is Brahma, Ishwaraha, and therefore, Hridayam will become what? Ishwarasya Sthanam, the abode of Ishwara. Ishwaraha Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. We already saw that in Bhagavad Gita. We quoted this also a few times earlier. And therefore, Hridayam is called Brahma Loka or Swarga Loka. Swargaloka does not mean the heavens of the scriptures, but Brahmaloka, Ishwaraloka, Ishwarasthanam. And therefore, according to scriptures, every day we go to Ishwaraloka, Brahmaloka, during Sushupti. And that is why we enjoy Mukti during Sushupti, deep sleep. We have no samsara to worry about at all in Sushupti. No father, no mother, no family, no job, no boss, no ragadveshas. And why do we enjoy Brahmananda? Because we merge into Ishwaraha in Sushupti. Therefore, daily we go to Brahmaloka. And by this upasana, what upasana? That this Hridaya Akasha is none other than Ishwara. By that upasana, what is the benefit we get? Ishwara Praptihi or Brahmaloka Praptihi is the benefit we get. Ishwara, Brahmaloka, which has been discussed in the previous section. So, we are only seeing the connection between that section and this particular section now. So, every loka or abode must have what? It should have doors or gates. Without dwaram, how can we enter? Similarly, for Brahma loka also, pancha dwarani vartante, there are 5 gates are there in Brahma loka also. And yatra yatra dwaram, wherever there is gates, Tatra tatram, dwarapalakas also, there'll be gatekeepers. So not only that, when the place is more important, one guard may not be enough. So for each gate, there are 3 palakas. If one guard maybe doses off, the other guy will protect. So pancha deva sushihi. So this is called, the Upanishad uses a special word called Sushihi, gate, and Deva Sushihi means Ishwara Dwaram and Ishwara Prapti Dwaram. So that is that Deva Sushi. So each gate, there are three. So Dwarapalakas are also there. And okay, and corresponding to the Panchadeva Sushis in Ishwara, we are going to imagine that Hridayam also has got Panchadwarani. Along with that Ishwara, the Hridayam also, it also has got Panchadwaras, five gates, because Hridayam is what? Ishwara Lokam. Or here we call Swarga Lokam. It also has got five gates actually. And each gate is guarded by three Dwarapalakas. So there are five gates. In each there are three gods. So each Palaka god is one Devata. And Shankaracharya, he nicely says, which is true also, whenever you go to a place, it is not enough. You know the boss or the person himself or herself. If you know the god also, the gatekeeper also, your job will be easy. Gatekeeper doesn't mean the Diwali. So, Raja, Rajapalakena, Rajadrishtihi, Samyak Bhavati. If you know the Rajapalaka, for example, the secretaries or any of those people, or the clerk, they are the ministers or the boss, then almost anything can be done if you know them. Similarly, he says here, please the Dwarapalakas first, gatekeepers, give some dakshina, whatever it is, so that they will not create obstacles when you go to Ishwara. So that Ishwara Prapti Vishaye Pratibandhan Na Kurvanti, these gatekeepers. And therefore, this section is what? Dwarapalaka Upasana. Upasana on the gatekeepers. Otherwise called Brahma Purusha Upasana, the Brahma secretaries. So, in this long section that we read, we get the following information. So, instead of going each shloka by shloka, we can put like a kind of a chart. So, what are the five gates? And for the five gates, then the gods or the purushas, the palakas are there for each of the five gates. And then how to do the upasana, the method of upasana. It is called upasana prakaraha. And then the phalam. So these are the four headings we are going to see, five dwaras, that and the gods and the method of upasana and the phalam for all of them. That's what is given in this section. So the first dwaram is Prang Sushihi. Sushihi, we already told, is a gate. Prang Sushihi is the eastern gate. And the gods for the eastern gates are Prana, Chakshuhu and Adityaha. Chakshuhu means the eyes, Prana, you know, and Aditya. Surya Devata. And the upasana method for that is Astejaha. You do upasana of this Astejaha, the sources of power. And Annadya Rupena, all food and drink and prosperity. So when a person does upasana, thinking of them as a source of power and for food and drink, what is the palam? Tejasvi Bhavati and Annadaha Bhavati. He will get lot of food and drink, and also a lot of hunger, and he can eat them also. And if you go to the second dwara, second gate, which is Dakshina Sushihi, the southern gate, and the gods there are Vyana, like the Panja Pranas, Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana, Samana. So next one is Vyana, Shrotram, the hearing faculty, and Chandrama, the moon is the Devata, earlier Aditya, now it is Chandrama. And the method of upasana is Shrihi. Shrihi means the source of prosperity. And Yashaha, fame. So if one imagines like that and does upasana, the palam will be Shriman Yashasvi Bhavati. He will become prosperous and he will also become famous. And once you go to the third gate, Pratyang Sushihi, the western gate, the gods are Apana, Vak, and Agnihi, Vagdevata and Agni Devata. And the method of upasana is Brahma Varchasam, effulgent, magnetic personality, very charming personality. And Annadyam, like previously also, lot of food and drink one will get. So, palam will be Brahma Varchasvi Bhavati, Annadaha Bhavati. Because these terms are fairly simple, I am not explaining all of them. And the fourth gate is Udang Sushihi. Udang Sushihi means the northern gate. The gods are Samanaha, Manaha, and Parjanyaha. Parjanyaha is the rain. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮಾನ ಸಮಾನ ವಾಯು. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಅಪಾನ ವ್ಯಾನ ಉದಾನ ಸಮಾನ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಮೆಥಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಈಸ್ ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವ್ಯುಷ್ಟಿಹಿ, ಆಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವ್ಯುಷ್ಟಿ. ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಬೋತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್, ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವ್ಯುಷ್ಟಿ ಬೋತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫೇಮ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಸಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಈಸ್ ಪರೋಕ್ಷ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಯು ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆಬ್ಸೆನ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಸೇ ಗುಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯು ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆಬ್ಸೆನ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವ್ಯುಷ್ಟಿಹಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ, ದೇ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಯು ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಫಲಂ ಇಸ್ ಕೀರ್ತಿಮಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವ್ಯುಷ್ಟಿಮಾನ್ ಭವತಿ. ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್, ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಮೇ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಯು ಅಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್, ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ಸೇ ಅದರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿನ್ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ದ ಉಪಾಸನ ದೇ ಪ್ರೈಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿಹೈಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಗೇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಊರ್ಧ್ವ ಸುಷಿಹಿ, ದಿ ಅಪ್ಪರ್ ಗೇಟ್ ದಿ ಅಬೌವ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಉದಾನ ಉದಾನ ವಾಯು, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಯು ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದ ವಿನ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಕಾಶ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಮೆಥಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಈಸ್ ಓಜಃ, ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಹಾಚ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್, ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಫಲಂ ಇಸ್ ಓಜಸ್ವಿ ಭವತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಹಾನ್ ಭವತಿ, ಹಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಓಜಸ್ವಿ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮಹಾನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಉಪಾಸನ, ವೆನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ಟೋಟಲ್, ದಿ ಫಲಂ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಮಂತ್ರ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿ ರೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ಯೋ ವಾ ಏತಾನ್ ಏವಂ ಪಂಚಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪುರುಷಾನ್ ವೇದ ತಸ್ಯ ಕುಲೇ ವೀರೋ ಜಾಯತೆ. ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿನ್ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ದಿ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಉಪಾಸನ, ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಎಬೋ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್, ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗೆಟ್ ಗುಡ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ವೀರೋ ಜಾಯತೆ ತಸ್ಯ ಕುಲೇ, ವೀರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್, ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಕರೇಜಿಯಸ್ ಆರ್ ವ್ಯಾಲರಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಬಟ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಗುಡ್ ವಿರ್ಚ್ಯೂಸ್, ಗುಡ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟಲಿ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹೀ ಆಡ್ಸ್ ಅ ನೋಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ದಿಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯನ್ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಬಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ. ದಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಿ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಡೆಕ್ವೆಟ್ ಟು ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ದಿ ಗೇಟ್ ಕೀಪರ್ಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್, ದ ಈಶ್ವರ ಶುಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿ ಪ್ರೇಡ್. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ ಈಸ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಅಂಗಿ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಗ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಅಂಗ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಂಗಿ ಉಪಾಸನ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ನೋ ದಮ್, ಅಂಗಿ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆಸ್ತಿ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಂಗ ಉಪಾಸನ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ವಿ ಅಂಗ ಉಪಾಸನ ವಿ ಆಲ್ ಕರ್ಮಾಂಗ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್, ನೇಮ್ಲಿ ದ್ವಾರಪಾಲಕ ರೂಪ ಅಂಗ ಉಪಾಸನ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ವಾರಪಾಲಕಾಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್. ಅತಯದ ಪರಹ ದಿವೋ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ದೀಪ್ಯತೆ ವಿಶ್ವತ ಪೃಷ್ಠೇಶು ಸರ್ವತ ಪೃಷ್ಠೇಶು ಅನುತ್ತಮೇಶು ಉತ್ತಮೇಶು ಲೋಕೇಶು ಇದಂ ವಾ ವತತ್ ಯದಿದಂ ಅಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಅಂತಃ ಪುರುಷೇ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಃ ತಸ್ಯೈಷಾ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಃ ಯತ್ರ ಏತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಶರೀರೇ ಸಂಸ್ಪರ್ಶೇನ ಉಷ್ಣಿಮಾನಂ ವಿಜಾನಾತಿ ತಸ್ಯೈಷಾ ಶ್ರುತಿಃ ಯತ್ರ ಏತತ್ ಕರ್ಣಾವಪಿ ಕೃಹ್ಯ ನಿನದಮಿವ ನದತುರಿವ ಅಗ್ನಿರಿವ ಜ್ವಲತ ಉಪಶೃಣೋತಿ ತದೇತ ದೃಷ್ಟಂ ಚ ಶ್ರುತಂ ಚೇತ್ಯುಪಾಸೀತ ಚಕ್ಷುಷ್ಯ ಶ್ರುತೋ ಭವತಿ ಯಯೇವಂ ವೇದ ಯಯೇವಂ ವೇದ ಚಕ್ಷುಷ್ಯ ಶ್ರುತೋ ಭವತಿ ಇತಿ ತ್ರಯೋದಶ ಕಂಠಃ. So this is the next upasana in this section. The previous upasana is only an anga upasana, whereas this upasana is an independent upasana, and this is also brahma upasana only. And what type of brahma upasana? Jyoti rupena, as jyotihi, light, prakashaha. And what type of jyoti is param brahma? It is chaitanya jyotihi. ಸರ್ವಗತ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಗೆ, ಸರ್ವಗತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ of Parabrahman. But for the sake of Upasana, that Brahman has to be invoked in some pratikam. Pratikam means symbol. We already know this word. And here, what is taken as symbol? In the very body, there is this warmth of life. And this warmth is because of the inner jyoti, the antara jyotihi. And this is the alambanam. This is alambanam, this the heat, the ushna. That is the alambanam, that is the pratikam, the symbol to meditate upon sarvagata brahma jyotihi, the all-pervading Brahman, the light of consciousness. Therefore, antara jyoti rupena sarvagata brahma jyoti shaha upasana, in the form of the inner heat, inner light. Because all-pervading consciousness I cannot see, but the warmth of life I can very much feel. And for this purpose, the Upanishad describes the Brahma Jyotihi first as Yadata Paraha Divo Jyotir Dipyate Vishvata Prishteshu Sarvata Prishteshu, all that, all those mantras. So the Brahma Jyotihi is beyond everything, beyond all lokas. In Purusha Suktam, Atyadishtadashangulam, beyond the whole Saguna creation. Brahman is Nirguna Chaitanya Rupena Vartate, beyond all of them. Therefore, Brahman is described as the light beyond all the lokas, 14 lokas. This is the essence without going into the word-by-word translation. This is what the summary of this particular section. And this transcendental light of Brahman, we can use all these words, transcendental consciousness, is available where? It is said, Asmin Sharire, in this body it is available. And how do we know that the Jyoti is there? They have given two acid tests for that to know this, this Antara Jyoti. What are the two tests they have given? One is Sparshena Vijanati, by touch one will know. In a dead body, the warmth of life will not be there. It becomes cold, tanda ho gaya. That's what they normally say. Thus, Parambrahma is felt by the warmth of life. Ushna rupena anubhuyate. And the second test is, the Upanishad says, close your ears, then you can hear a roaring sound inside. Some people say it is Omkara, some people say it is Anahata Rupa, all that kind of things. So some kind of internal sound, it seems one can hear. And this sound is like what? The Upanishad gives certain examples here. Ninadamiva, Nadaturiva, Agneriva, Jvalataha, Upashrunoti. Ninadam means the sound of running of a chariot. When the chariot runs, whatever sound, or when heavy train, for example, we don't see chariots moving, when a heavy train moves fast, the sound you hear. And nadatuhu means the sound of a bull, a bellowing sound of a bull. And jvalataha agnehe iva, when the fire is in huge conflagration and it moves also, we can hear the noise of the movement of fire. Agnehe Jwala Shabdaha. So these are all Shrutam, they are heard. So one can take any examples like the waves of the ocean also. Therefore, Antara Jyotihi Drishtam, Antara Jyotihi Shrutam. One can Drishtam Cha Shrutam Cha. That's what is said here, Drishtam Cha Shrutam Cha. So if someone asks the question, have you seen Ishvara? What do we say? Yes. And if they ask where? Here. Utkramantam stitam vapi bunjanam va gunan vidam vimodaha nanu pashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushaha. So they ask for the proof of the Lord. That Lord is sarvagata jyotihi, the very warmth of life which we feel inside all the time. So this is the, in this form, upasanam kuru. Do the upasana in this way. Therefore, antara jyotishi, that is in the inner light, drashta shruta rupena, as something which is felt and heard, brahmanaha upasanam, upasana brahman. So put in simple language, seeing the Lord as the very warmth of life. and this is an independent upasana. So with this, the 13th section is over. Now let us go to the 14th section, Chaturdasha Khandaha. Sarvam kalvidam brahma taj jalaniti shanta upasitam atha kalu kratumaya purushaham yata kraturasmin loke purusho bhavati tateta pretya bhavati sakratum kurvita. Very important section. One of the most important upasanas in the upasana section of Chandogya and often quoted by Shankaracharya also. So this section is known as Sandilya Vidya, after the name of a rishi called Sandilya Rishi, who is supposed to have revealed this upasana. And the vidya in the context is upasana and not knowledge. We have to be clear. Sandilya Vidya means it's a upasana only. It is not knowledge. Jnana. So here also, what is the object of upasana? It is Saguna Brahman only. Nirguna Brahma will not come for some more time until the 6th chapter. So whatever we are talking is Saguna Brahma upasana only. So whenever we say Brahma upasana, we should understand it as Saguna Brahma upasana or Maya Sagitam Brahma upasana or Ishwara upasana. Okay. And this Ishwara upasana is not done in a particular alambanam, symbol here, pratikam. As we know, when it is done with a particular alambanam, we call it pratika upasana, like Gayatri upasana and all. Here Ishwara is not on a particular pratika, but Ishwara is Sarvaguna Visishtatvena Ishwara Upasana. Ishwara is seen as endowed with all glories. So, this Ananta Kalyana Guna Ganaika Nilayaha, that is how we worship. In fact, one can compare this with the Vibhuti Yoga, the 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Shloka 41. Yadyad Vibhuti Mat Sarvam Srimad Urjitam Evavam Tatta Devavagachatvam Amatejomsa Sambhavam. So whatever glory we see, we attribute all those glories to the Lord. And in that form, the upasana is done here. So this is very important for the Visishtadvaiti. Because for them, that's a small detail, I will just go through that. So for them, Nirgunam Brahma, they don't accept. They say such a thing is not there at all, Nirgunam Brahma. Then what is there? Brahman is Sarva Guna Visishtaha. And that is why it is said, Ananta Kalyana Guna Ganaikanalayaha. Then suppose if a person asks them, how does the Upanishad talks about Nirguna Brahman? And for which they give a special vyakhyana. Nirguna means free from Durgunas, all evil qualities, they say. It is not totally free from attributes, it is only free from all evil properties and having only noble properties. And what is the pramanam they give for this? You should know, you know, they should also give a proof. What is the pramanam they give for this? The Sandilya Vidya is the pramanam. Okay, so since this is an important section, it's a very important section here, we can also try to explain the mantras. Instead of just giving the summary, we will also give to some extent the word by word meaning. So, sarvam kalvitam brahma. Everything sarvam is nothing but Brahman. What is the reason for this? The reason is, the Upanishad gives, it is because Brahman alone is appearing in the form of the world. Just as the ocean alone appears in the form of the waves, from the ocean the waves come, in the ocean the waves exist, and back to the ocean the waves go back. So, srishti sthiti karanatvat brahmaiva jagat rupena vartate sarvam vishnumayam jagat. Just as, for example, gold alone is in the form of all ornaments, Brahman alone is in the form of the world. But here we have to remember one point. We are not particular to find out whether the world is satyam or mithya. That is not the discussion here. We should be careful. If we understand it as mithya, then it will come under what topic? Jnanam topic. But here we are not interested in jnanam aspect at all. We don't see this world as unreal. unreality comes only in the sixth chapter, not until then. But here we are only interested in seeing the world as Brahman, Virat Upasana. That is Saguna Brahma Upasana. And therefore the Upanishad says, Idam Sarvam Brahmaiva, Ishvaraha Eva. Remember, Bhupadav Yasya Nabihi, in the Vishnu Sahasranama Dhyana Shlokas. And because of this reason, Brahman or Ishvara is given a beautiful title here. Very nice title. Tajjalan. Very interesting title. Tajjalan. Brahman in the form of the world is called Tasmat Jayate Iti Tajjalan. Tajjam. Jam means born. Tasmat Jayate Iti Tajjam. So Tajjalan, Tajjam. So that Ja. So from the Brahman alone is everything born. So it is called Tajjam, born. Jam is born. Similarly, Tasmin Liyate Iti Tallam. So Lam refers to Liyate, Layam. Everything results in that. So it is called Tallam. So Tajjam, Tallam. So Tajjam. And then the third is Tena Aniti. Tena Aniti means Andhatu. Andhatu is Aniti. An. Pranane survives, tishtati. So, aniti, anitaha, ananti. So, it is called tadhan. So, tajjam, tallam, and tadhan. So, if you take all three together, tajjam cha, tallam cha, tadhan cha, that becomes tajjalaan. So, taj is common, tajjalaan. That becomes Ja means Srishti, La means Layam, An means Thiti. So, Tajjalan. Therefore, what is the world in the form of Brahman? It is nothing but Tajjalan, which is the name of Brahman only. Iti Upasita. So, what should we do then? Look at the world, the whole world, and use the world Tajjalan. And what should come to the mind whenever we do that? The whole world coming out of Brahman, surviving because of Brahman, and resolving into Brahman, that alone should be in the mind. This cosmic process, that must come to the mind when we use this Tajjalan. So Tajjalan is like a code word for that. So Tajjalan iti shantaha upasita. So Sandilya, he is teaching his disciples now. We should imagine that. Shantahasan, upasana, do upasana, shantahasan, if you have to meditate upon the cosmic process, at least temporarily, you should forget your individual life, isn't it? If you are bothered about the family problems and all that thing, how can I think of the cosmic process? Therefore, the purpose of the upasana is to forget the individuality and appreciating the cosmic phenomenon. So, shantaha means raga dveshav tyaktva. So, forgetting all personal worries, issues, plans, schemes, all that. And then meditate. And the Upanishad, it gives the purpose also. Why it says this? It says this because this is also a very, very important portion. Atha kalu onwards, the entire section. Atha kalu onwards. All to be, Swami says, underlinable sections, all of them. And what it says is, as a person thinks, so the person becomes. As a person, the conviction, whatever conviction it is, so is his future. So there is a parallel in the Bhagavad Gita actually, if you remember. Shraddha mayohim purushaham, yoyachadras shraddhasya sayevasaham. The word is Shraddha there. Now here it is Kratuhu, conviction. Kratuhu is conviction. So suppose I think money is the most important thing in life. Then what will be my conviction? For the sake of money, I won't mind doing anything. I will quarrel even with my own brothers and sisters. Because money is primary than even relationship. That is, sarve gunaha kanchanam ashrayanti. There is a mani stuti. So if that is my conviction, my life also will be that oriented only. Therefore, the Upanishad, this it says, as the kratu is, so the conviction is, so the purusha is, the person is. If one is an Ishvara kratu, then what will happen for him? If the conviction is centered on the Lord, Bhagavan alone is important, not anything else. Like Nachiketas, you know, Jnanam alone was important for him. Then that person also will become one with the Lord. So divine personality will gain. Yata kratuhu tatha phalam. That is the point here. Therefore, Krishna also said, Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara. That's what he said. Then what will happen? Mayyarpita manobuddhihi mameva eshyasi. Constantly thinking of me, you will attain me alone, which we call as kramamukti. We should be careful. Kramamukti. The entire topic here is only kramamukti and not jivanmukti. So it is because why it is kramamukti? Because it is after maranam. This is the principle mentioned here. So in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the entire chapter, the principle is only borrowed from this particular section. So the Upanishad says, Yatha kratur asmin loke purusho bhavati tathetaha pretya bhavati. Ita preta tatha ita preta pretya. Ita pretya means taha after death. That's what it says. Marana anantaram. Therefore, what should one do? Prepare right now. Don't prepare till that day. Don't postpone. Saha kratum kurvita. Last line. Therefore, one should practice Ishvara Upasana. That is, what is Ishvara Upasana? We should remember the code word. Tajjalan iti upasita. Okay. What is the glory of Ishvara given in the mantra 2? Let us read the mantra 2 now. Manomaya prana shariro bharupaha satya sankalpaha akashatma sarvakarma sarvakamaha sarvagandha sarvarasaha sarvamidamabhyattaha avakya anadharaha. So Ishvara's glory is given here. Manomayaha. This Ishvara is endowed with all minds of all beings. Sarva antakarana visishtaha. All minds of all people. Because all vyashti, the individual manas, individual minds, they all belong to what? The total samashti. So total mind only they all belong to. And so this Lord is manomayaha, being samashti, total. Similarly, prana shariraha, endowed with all pranas, as his body, all pranas. Because all sthula prapancha is the sthula shariram of Ishvara. And all sukshma prapancha, the subtle prapancha universe, is the sukshma shariram of the Ishvara. So sukshma shariram, mind is sukshma shariram, antakaranam, subtle. So he is manomayaha. And prana shariraha, endowed with the prana body. And bharupaha, bharupaha means chaitanya swarupaha. Saguna Brahma has got Chaitanyam or not? It has. In Nirguna Brahma, Chaitanyam alone is there. It is just Chaitanyam, awareness. In Saguna Brahma, Chaitanyam plus something also is there. And Satya Sankalpaha, the one whose Sankalpa resolves, never becomes futile. Whatever resolution he makes, it is accomplished. That means all Sankalpas are ever valid. This is to contrast with our resolutions. We make all New Year resolutions. And all New Year resolutions are so short-lived. So our sankalpas are vitata sankalpaha. And Ishvara's sankalpa is avitata sankalpaha, whichever comes true. Then akashatma, it has got two meanings. Atma here means not Sachidananda Atma, it is shariram. So akasha atma means akashaha eva shariram yasya. The very all-pervading space itself is the Lord's body, shariram. Akasha shariram brahma. So, Taittiriya Upanishad also we have seen. Akasha shariram brahma satyatma pranarama mana anandam. So, remember, Virat's description also belongs to Ishwaraha and also belongs to Hiranyagarbha. Since Virat is only the body of Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha also is body of Ishvara. Therefore, the descriptions of Virat and Hiranyagarbha are exchangeable. This is another aside point. Therefore, Akashaha Iva Atma. Atma Swarupam Isya. So, Atmaha Swarupam Isya. So, the one whose nature is formless, like the space, space-like formlessness. Then Sarvakama, Sarvakarma, the one to whom all actions belong. Because if all bodies belong to the Lord, then the actions done those bodies also will belong to whom? They will also belong to the Lord only. So, yadi sharirani eva sharvani ishvarasya bhavanti, tarhi sharira kritani karmani api, whatever actions done by the sharira, by the bodies, sharira kritani karmani api, ishvarasya eva bhavanti. They also belong to Ishvara only. Iti kritva sarva karma. So, the one who does all actions, that means what? This talking action that I am doing, I claim it is my action. But this action belongs to Ishvara only. Because this body belongs to Ishvara. Sarvataha panipadam tat sarvadokshi shiromukham sarvata shrutiman loke sarvam avritya tishtati. So, this is what again we have seen that. Therefore, sarvakarma. Then sarva kamaha, all desires also belong to the Lord. Then sarva gandaha, all smells belong to Him. Sarva rasaha, all tastes belong to Him. In short, sarvam idam abhyataha. Abhyataha means vyaptaha. In short, He is all pervading. Lord is all pervading. Okay. Here Shankaracharya, he quietly adds a point. When sarva karma, sarva kamaha, sarva gandaha, etc., when it is said, we say we should take only sugandaha, not all bad odors, all good smells only. Therefore, sarva shubha gandaha. That is why in Bhagavad Gita also the Lord says, punyo gandha prativyancha tejas chasmi vibhavaso. That's what He said. So, punyo gandaha aham asmi. All these negative gandhas, bad gandhas are all created by whom? By the jivas. Due to what? Avidya. So all noble gandhas are to be taken here in the upasana. Otherwise we will not get bhakti. Similarly, in kama also, in desire also, the Lord says, dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha. Noble karmas, desires, noble desires, they alone should be taken. So sarva shubha karmani, sarva shubha gandaha, sarva shubha rasaha, they only all belong to the Lord. That is why in the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they call it as Ananta Kalyana Gunaganaikanali. All Kalyana Gunas. Kalyana means Mangalam, Shubham, Punyam. Okay. And Avagi Anadaraha. Here, quietly, Nirguna Swarupam is introduced here by this Avagi talk. Avagi means Vagindriya Rehitaha. That means what? Without any Vagindriya means. So, Vyavaharika Drishtya Sarva Sakitaha. Parantu, in the practical reality, practical angle, sarva sakitaha, it is endowed with everything. Parantu, paramarthika drishtya, from the absolute angle, the Lord is free from all these things. Nirindriyaha, apani padoham, achintya saktihi. Therefore, here, nirgunam and sagunam both are mentioned. Like in our Sahasranama Archanas also. We do Sahasranama Archana to the goddess very beautifully. The beautiful painting is done or vigraha is done. And sitting before that vigraha, what we say? Niraga raga mateni nirmata mata nashini nischinta anirahankara nirmoha moha nashini. That's Sahasranama. So we will find the negation also at the same time endowed with all gunas also. So in any Sahasranama Archana, one can find description of both. Therefore, avagi, vagindriya rahitaha. And vak here represents upalakshana, upalakshana rupena sarva indriyani. They have taken only vak as an example, upalakshana, to represent all other indriyas also. So, sarvendriya rahitaha, without any indriyas. So, sarvendriya guna basam, sarvendriya vivarjitam, asaktam sarva brachaiva, nirgunam guna boktricha. Again, Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter. So, there the purpose is not upasana in the Bhagavad Gita, but here it is upasana. Then, anadharaha. So, here, Shankaracharya says, adhara means sambrama. Adharaha means sambrama. Agitation. Adharaha is agitation. Vikshepaha. So free from all agitations means what? Shanta Swarupaha. Shantakaram Bhujaka Shayanam. So that Lord, nice foam bed, Adishesha, nice foam bed. And you know, all kinds of bed these days they come in the market. So this is memory foam, all kinds of things. And Vishwadaram Gagana Sadrisham. Here also Akash Atma, and in Vishnu Sahasranam also Gagana Sadrisham. All are based on this particular section of this Upasana, Sandilya Vidya Upasana. And many Ishwara Upasanas are based on this particular section only. That is again an aside point. So let us read the next shloka. Yeshama Atma Antar Hridaye Aniyan Vriherva Yavadva Sarshapadvam Shyamakadva Shyamakatanduladvam Yeshama Atma Antar Hridaye Jayayan Prithivyaha Jayayan Antarikshat Jayanin Jayan Divaham Jayane Bhyolokebhyaham. Another nice sloka. These are all often quoted mantras. Actually in Brahma Sutra also analysis is done for all these. So here the Upanishad says, Yesha me Atma. Here Ma is there in the text. Ma means me. This is Sandhi wrote. So this Ishvara alone is my Atma, my Swarupam. And where is he? Ishvaraha sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. So Ishvara in the antar hridaye, in the heart. Katam vartate? Prajna rupena vartate. How is there? Prajna rupena. The corresponding vesti of Ishvara is prajna, if you remember. So all this Virat Hiranyagarbha, all that thing, you know, we have already told that earlier. So therefore, Ishvaraha prajna rupena me antar hridaye vartate, in my inner hridayam, as in the form of prajna, Ishvara is there. And what is the nature of that Ishvara? He is extremely subtle. And to point out this subtlety, certain examples are given in this shloka. The Upanishad takes various grains, danyam, various grains as mentioned here. And these grains themselves are very small and subtle. That means Ishvara is supposed to be even subtler than all these. So one grain is vrihihi. Vrihi means the rice, the paddy. And then yava. Yava means barley. And sarshapa. Sarshapa means mustard seeds. Shyamaha means millet. And shyamaha tandulaha means the grain obtaining in millet. So in short, various grains. And they themselves are very small. And the Ishvara is anoho aniyan. Subtler than the subtlest. Smaller than the smallest. Okay. If Ishvara is such subtle one, then we will immediately try to see him where? By a microscope. We will take a powerful microscope to see him. So when it says, Yesha me Atma Antar Hridaye. This Ishvara, Yeshaha means refers to Ishvara, who is occupying such a tiny place in the heart, is really speaking, Jayan, is bigger than all the following things. It says, Prithivyaha Jayan, bigger than the earth. Antarikshad Jayan, bigger than the intermediary space. And Bhuloka Jayan, Bhuvarloka Jayan, that is. And Divaha, Divaha means Swarlokaha, Swargaloka. So Swargaloka Dapi Jayan. Then he didn't want to list more and more, so he just generalizes. Ebhyaha, Lokebhyaha Jayan, bigger than all the 14 lokas. Therefore, anoho aniyan, mahato mahiyan. So we find some of them indicating nirgunam brahma and some sagunam brahma also. Therefore, it is sagunam, nirgunam, varnanam, both are mentioned. And here alone, there are big arguments, they are there. You know, in this particular area, arguments are there again and again. Because there is a particular word here, what it says, yeshaha ishvaraha me atma. It means what? Ishvara is the essence of mind. So they argue that the Upanishad did not say Ishvaraha eva aham. It doesn't say I am that Ishvara. The Ishvara is the essence of mind. So because it says my atma, and not as I am the Atma, therefore Ishvara and I must be different. Ishvara is not the Jiva itself, but the inner essence of the Jiva. That's how they argue. So many arguments are there, and we will avoid all arguments because it is Upasana section, and we need not bother about all those arguments at all. Continuing, Sarva Karma Sarva Kamaha Sarva Gandha Sarva Rasaha Sarva Midam Abhyattaha Avakyanadaraha Yeshama Atma Antar Hridaye Etat Brahma Etamita Pretya Abhisambhavitas Miti Yasyasyat Addham Na Vichikitsa Stiti Hasmaha Shandilyaha Shandilyaha Iti Chaturdasha Kandaha. The first portion we have already seen. It is a repetition only. That Ishvara is Sarva Karma, Sarva Rasaha, Sarva Kamaha, Avagi, Anadaraha, Yeshama Atma, Antar Hridaye. All that we have seen earlier. Then Shankaracharya asked the question, why then it is repeated? Why the Upanishad should repeat it? So the Punarukti Dosha will come, the repetition. But Shankaracharya says, there is a particular reason for this repetition. So he says, in the previous discussion, the Lord has been described in the Saguna form and Nirguna form. Then we may wonder whether should we include the Saguna form in the Upasana or not, because Nirguna is already given. So Tatastha Lakshana Rupena Varjai. So Varjayitavyoho Va. So that's a question. Do we have to Tatastha Lakshanam or the Swarupa Lakshanam? We already know this. When we say Tatastha Lakshanam, we should leave all attributes, all the gunas. It is like what? Or either do we do Upasana in that manner, leaving all the attributes, or should we include the Sarva Karmadi, all the gunas, so many gunas, whether should we include all of them? And here Shankaracharya says, Upanishad expects us to include all the gunas, all the attributes. For example, suppose I say, bring the person who is sitting on the chair. So while describing the chair, I have said the one who is sitting on the chair. That means I associate the person with the chair. So when I ask the person to be brought who is sitting on the chair, what do they bring? They bring the person and not the chair alone. So this is one type of definition, where the definition, the defining one is dropped. Defining one is what? The person sitting on the chair. The chair defines the person. That is dropped. Only the person is brought. So asanastham devadattam anaya. So asana is dropped. Devadatta is brought. In all these Puranas, in this Vedanta, they give such names. Devadatta and all that. So if I say Mahabahum Devadattam Anaya, if I say instead of chair, I put Mahabahum Devadattam Anaya, bring Devadatta with big shoulders, powerful, strong shoulders, then we cannot leave the Mahabahu, the shoulders, and bring Devadatta. Therefore, there are two types of definitions, Swarupa Lakshanam and Tatastha Lakshanam. Similarly, when we say Sarva Karma Ishwaraha, should we take Ishvara and drop Sarva Karma, or should we include Sarva Karma? So Sarva Kamaha, Sarva Rasaha, should we include all of them? So the Upanishad wants us to include all of them, therefore it repeats again. Repetition is for that purpose. So therefore, Natu Nirgunaha Upasya, don't do Upasana on the Nirgunam Brahman, Parantu Sarva Guna Visishtaha Ishvaraha Upasya. The Ishvara endowed with all gunas. So itim suchanartam punaha uchyate. Suchanartam, to indicate this. The repetition is done. That is how Shankaracharya interprets this. That is why this is put under Upasana section and not under Brahma Vidya section. Okay. So this is proved by another argument also. So while talking about the phalam, the Upanishad says that this person will attain Ishvara after maranam. Important. Because it is said, maranānantaram muktihi krama muktihi. This is saguna upasana only. And we should not bring nirgunam at all. If a person has got nirguna jnanam, he will get jivan mukti. That is what is it here. Yeshama Atma அந்தர்ஹிருதயே ஏதத் பிரம்ம சகுணம் பிரம்ம அண்ட் ஏதம் இதஹா பிரேத்ய. ஏதஹா பிரேத்ய மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் மரணம், மரண அனந்தரம். ஏதம் அபி சம்பவிதா, யூ வில் அட்டைன் திஸ் ஈஸ்வரா. பிரயாண காலே மனசாச்சலேன பக்தியா யுக்தோ யோக பலேன செய்வ ப்ருவோர் மத்தியே பிராணமாவேஷ்ய சம்யக் சதம் பரம் புருஷம் உபைதி வித்யம். திஸ் அகெயின் வி ஹவ் சீன் திஸ் இன் த கீதா. ஸோ ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் திஸ் செக்ஷன் ஒன்லி, கிரம முக்தி செக்ஷன். அண்ட் எஸ் எஸ் சாத் அத்தா விசிகித்ஸா நாஸ்தி. This phalam is for the one who does not have any doubt in the efficacy of this upasana. That means what? He should have shraddha. He should not question. He should not doubt this. So, yasya vichikitsa nasti. That means ashraddha nasti. Samshayaha nasti. Saha abhi sambhavitasti. இத்தி சாண்டில்யா சாண்டில்யா. திஸ் இஸ் ஹவ் சாண்டில்யா. ஸோ தி வேர்ட் சாண்டில்யா இட் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் தட் இட் ஹாஸ் பீன் ரிவீல்டு பை தி சாண்டில்ய ரிஷி, அண்ட் தட் இஸ் வை திஸ் உபாசனா இஸ் கால்ட் சாண்டில்ய வித்யா. இட் இஸ் ரிப்பீட்டட் ட்வைஸ் டு இண்டிகேட் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் செக்ஷன் அண்ட் டு ரெஸ்பெக்ட் தி சேஜ் சாண்டில்யா. தேங்க் யூ சாண்டில்யா, இட் இஸ் தி ரீசன் ஃபார் தட். ஸோ this is called, this is with this, the Sandilya Vidya portion is over. We go to the section 15. Maybe I'll take a couple of minutes more to finish it. Panchadasha Kandaha Antarikshodhara Koshaha Bhumi Brudnota Bhumi Brudnota Jiryatim Dishohyasya Sraktayaha Dyaurasyottaram Vilam Sayesha Kosho Vasudhanaha தஸ்மின் விஸ்வமிதகும் ஸ்ருதம் தஸ்ய பிராச்சி திக்ஜுஹூர் நாம சகமானா நாம தக்ஷிணா ராஜ்ஞி நாம பிரதீச்சி சுபூதா நாமோதீச்சி தாசாம் வாயுர் வத்ஸஹ சய ஏதமேவம் வாயும் திஷாம் வத்ஸம் வேத ந புத்ர ரோதகம் ரோதிதி சோகமேதமேவம் வாயும் திஷாம் வத்ஸம் வேத மா புத்ர ரோதகம் ருதம். These first two mantras represent one particular topic and the remaining mantra another topic. So we will only see this first and we will do the remaining one the next class. So in this section we get two portions. The first portion is the main upasana, pradhana upasana. So the first two mantras and the mantras 3-7, they talk about the japa. First two are the upasanas. So now upasana is angi and japam is angaha. That we know all this. Upasana is mukhyam and japa is mukhyam. And what is the upasana here? It is virat upasana. What type of virat upasana? Kosha rupena virat upasana. What is koshaha? Koshaha is a treasure box or a treasure vessel, we can say. A vessel containing treasure. So in this form, virat is done upasana as a treasure box. And then the japa will come, that we will see later. So what is the palam? It is also interesting palam. The palam is putra marana abhavaha, freedom from the death of the son. Putra shokam will not come, even while the parents are alive. That is, the upasaka will not suffer putra shoka. Of course, this is the palam for kamya upasana, but not for Vedantic seeker. Because in Vedantic seeker it is Nishkama Upasana and one will get what? Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Naishalyam, Chitta Vaishalyam and Chitta Egakaram. So we know all that. But here Sakama Palam is mentioned. First we will see the treasure box. What is this treasure box? Imagine a pot containing the treasure. It's the pot. And the earth is the bottom of the pot. And the whole space, the Akasha, is the hollow of the pot. And the upper heaven is the mouth of the pot. So imagine something like this. And how far the pot extends, how big it is? The 10 directions are the limits of the pot. It extends all over. So the whole world with all its contents, they are contained in this virat pot, that treasure. That is what we should imagine. And this pot with all its wealth is given to the jivas for their play. They can play with it. So, karma pala bhogartham, for the enjoyment of all their karma palas, it is given. This entire world with all laden with all its riches and wealth is given. So like for example, a big basket containing the toys are given to the child to play with. So we are all children also. So Balaha, we can play with all these toys in this world. So it says, Vasudhanaha, full of wealth, treasure, and all jivas are playing now. So one should meditate this in this form. And another aspect is given in the second mantra. Each of the four directions is given a name also. And what are that? The east is called Juhuhu. South is called Sahamana. West is called Ragni. And north is called Subhuta. So Shankaracharya has given a lot of explanation for all this also. It is called Juhuhu. Juhu means a ladle, a spoon, used for offering oblations in the fire in a homa. Different types of homas, different types of ladles. So there are five types of ladles are normally mentioned in the Karmakanda portion. And one such spoon is called Juhu. And rituals are always done facing the east. So whenever one looks at the east, ritual should come to the mind. And again, south is Sahamana. Sahama, south is presided by Yamadevata, who always gives what? Jara, Maranam, all kinds of problems. So Sahanam, Sahana means undergo suffering caused by the Kala Devata, Mrityu Devata. So it's Sahamana, south. And west is Ragni, the direction of leadership. Raja, leadership is west. So Varuna is very powerful, is the presiding deity of the western direction. So that is why in the Sandhyavandana Karma, he is glorified. Yamamme Varuna Shruti Havam, the entire section glorifies Varuna Devata. So Varuna presides over the western direction. And finally, Subhutaha, the northern direction, Kubera is the Devata responsible for the northern direction, all wealth and prosperity. So with these four names, we have to imagine the whole world as treasure house. And all the jivas are making use of it. That way, even if one has to lose something, one will not worry. After all, we have taken all from Virat. And after some time, we have to give that back also. So we won't have the worry of losing them. And the Palastruti also is given in the second mantra. And actually, one more incidental point is, Saya etamevam vayum disham vatsam veda, Na putra rodagum roditi, sohameta mevam, vayum disham vatsam veda, ma putra rodagum rudam. We'll finish with this section. So, vayu alone is responsible for prana, and prana is responsible for life. So, my son should have plenty of prana. That means what? Should live long. Therefore, vayu devata should bless him. That is the prayer. So, who is vayu? Vayu is supposed to be the child of these four directions. Important point. Vayu always moves from one direction to the other, bringing so many things, energy, rain, everything. So, Vayuhu Disham Vatsaha. Vatsaha means child. Vayu is the child of all the directions. And the one who does this upasana, the one whomsoever does this upasana, Putra Rodagum Naroditi. One will never have to cry for the death of one's own child. Okay. And the next portion is the Japa portion in mantras 3 to 6, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasamaheshwaraha. Sri Krishna Atmanastu Narayana.